This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.
My name is David Frazier, CUPE Local 5050, Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, and I'm a bus driver.
How long have you been with CUPE?
5 years.
Tell me why and how you got active in your union.
I like politics. I do, and it's a way of getting involved. Also, I think it's comes down to really, they're taking the money from us and figure where our money's going and what they're doing for us. In Iowa, we went on strike just after I got in, and I always said I wanted to be the person at the table, and that's one of the reasons I got involved. I wanted to make the decisions.
So you wanted to put your money where your mouth is?
Yes, I believe we all should. If you're in union, everyone should try to be the one who makes the decision. You got to strive for that, because if not, it's like any other job. And I say job in the sense is that if you don't keep striving for the top, what's the use of being in it, right? So, I mean, if you're in the union, you should educate yourself and try to reach the top. If not, you're not an active member.
Well, it's not like the problems are going away, right? I mean, your workplace problems.
You're not always going to win, and you try to. I always say it's a. With things you don't win on, it's the degree of losing. Is that what you got to realize? Is that yes, you want to win on everything, but the things that you can't win on is what degree of loss is going to be there, so that the important things you do win on.
Now, you said you're into politics. You're in a province that's just made some history by electing first ever NDP government. Tell me what you think that's going to mean for us in the labor movement.
I think it's going to be an eye-opener. I think the NDP, unlike other provinces, I believe their backroom guys don't have the experience. And I think when they take over government, I think they're going to realize that it's still the old boys club behind the scenes. You know what I mean? Like they're going to realize that. I hope it's better for us, but I think the politicians are going to realize is that what they decide. What gets to them is still liberals and still Tories making the stuff that gets to them, and it's going to be hard to change their minds. It's going to take maybe two NDP governments, maybe, hopefully not, but probably to start getting them to get their people in there, our people in there.
So let's shift gears here just a little bit. Tell me what issues really get you going in the workplace. What are your main issues?
Job security and. Being a school board employee, it's hours of work. We only get 5 hours a day as a bus driver. It's the hours of work and the job security, so that you know, it's worthwhile to stay as a bus driver. And unlike some of the people in here who work the 40-hour week, for me, I work 25 hours a week. And it's to a point now where is it worth it still to work 25 hours a week? And I think as a union, we should be looking for the not only a livable wage, but a livable work week in total.
Last question. Tell me what you're doing for fun in Montreal.
I'm walking around the city. I'm sightseeing. I think tonight there's a bunch of us going to take a carriage ride through old Montreal. And basically, that's it. We're just walking around, enjoying it. Went to the Maritime Pub last night.
How was that?
Awesome. Can't go wrong with Maritime Pub, right? But we had a good time, and I've been up to the Hyatt once or twice, so meeting different people and drinking lots of coffee and doing lots of walking.
Okay, thanks a million for doing this, and enjoy the rest of the week.
Thank you, anytime.
Cheers.
This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.